This is the Afternoon Brief on High FM with Michael McKenna. Focused reporting, sharp analysis, and the local stories shaping our lives. Daily updates in a fast-paced world.
We're going to be looking at the MKN turmoil. Duduzile Zama Mbusambunda fighting back. Now, the Umkhonto weSizwe party is facing yet another internal test after the expulsion of high-profile members Duduzile Zama Mbusambunda and former party spokesperson Nhlamulo Ndlela. Now, both have rejected the decision, describing it as unlawful and signaling a legal challenge. Now, the developments are raising fresh questions about internal cohesion, also leadership authority, and the future direction of one of our country's fastest growing political parties. Now, reports indicate that the pair intend taking the matter to court whilst warning of growing divisions within the movement. Joining us now to take a closer look at this development within MK and its latest chapter is Terence Corrigan, Terence's projects and publications manager at the Institute of Race Relations. Terence, good afternoon to you and welcome back to the Afternoon Brief. Great to have you on board.
Always good to be with you.
So for listeners who may not have followed every twist and turn, what exactly has transpired within the MK party and why are these expulsions attracting so much attention?
Well, the long and short of it is that Duduzile is Jacob Zuma's daughter. She once referred to the party as being like a body. She said, "My father is the head and I am the neck." She has in the past exercised an extraordinary degree of influence over its internal activities and over over the career chances of some of its officials. I understand that she was quite important in pushing Floyd Shivambu out of the Secretary General's role after his short and ill-fated stay in that party. Mm-hmm. But on a broader canvas, the MK party is a beast on its own in South Africa. It is highly despite having got the third largest tally of votes in the last election, it's debatable whether it is a party. It certainly lacks many of the institutional features of one, or at least these are very poorly institutionalized, if you like. You have a situation where its own nominal leader, President Zuma, is also a member of the ANC and claims that actually MK is intended as a vehicle to take the ANC back. So in other words, it doesn't really see a distinct identity for itself. I imagine the people voting for it probably see it slightly differently, but it has very much emerged as Zuma's personal personal vehicle. And it is quite remarkable that that the merry-go-round of expulsions has now turned on his own daughter.
Indeed, Terence. Sorry, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, so
I'm saying that it is notable that the merry-go-round of expulsions has now turned on Zuma's own daughter.
Well, let's look at that merry-go-round now. I mean, how politically damaging are these expulsions then for this MK party, particularly given the prominence of those involved, for that matter?
You know, I don't think that will have much of an impact on the MK as an electoral prospect, because I think that is squarely and almost 100% bound up with two things. First of all, the personality of Jacob Zuma, and you know, those of us who live in the leafy suburbs, should bear something in mind. There is a certain part of South Africa's population for whom Jacob Zuma is a deeply, deeply popular man. And this is something I think much of the media simply didn't understand during his ascendancy. There seemed to be every effort made to explain it in any other terms. He understands his followers. He, in a sense, embodies them. you know, however upset middle class suburban opinion may have been at his womanizing and at his plural marriages,
yeah.
Well, that doesn't say very much to the to the cultural milieu he comes out of. In fact, that's pretty much one of what is expected and even required. There is that. As long as Jacob Zuma is there, I think it has its major pull. Now I think as a secondary voter pull is the invocation of Zulu ethnic identity, there's an interesting history there that Zuma was dispatched to KwaZulu-Natal by President Mbeki in the early 2000s to win the one African constituency that the ANC had not been able to conquer.
Mm-hmm.
rural Zulus in Natal. And that basically gave Zuma his political base, and essentially they stole a lot of that mantle from the IFP, it turned out to be something of a Frankenstein's monster. Once unleashed, it was very difficult to put back. And you know, once again, understand this not in terms of what you or I may think is good for the country or make sense, but in terms of what people who like this sort of thing, you know, for whom it resonates,
right,
what they think makes sense, and there is an audience for this. So, you know, secondary personalities, I don't think add much to the electoral appeal. Where I do think it's interesting is MK a viable proposition beyond Jacob Zuma? And I think the inability to kind of establish party institutions, that would concern me if I were advising MK. And so basically take Zuma out of the picture, and I don't believe that you have a viable party.
Let's stick to the Jacob Zuma factor, Terence. Well, some observers, they argue that parties are built around personalities, often struggle with internal factions when they emerge. So is this a risk for MK, or does the party still have sufficient momentum and voter loyalty to weather these disputes?
Well, my sense of it is that a great deal has been done by Zuma in his capacity as leader, and by those who are answerable to him to forestall the prospect of any kind of factionalism. I think everything has kind of focused on Zuma as the leader and Zuma as the bearer of the party brand. I mean, that is why they've explicitly said they will not have party elections, because apparently party elections are not democratic because people with money win them. So rather we don't have party elections and we just keep one leader. That's fair. There's a certain fettered stability you get, but it's also a stability marked by stasis. And as I say, take Zuma out of that out of that equation, and I'm not sure that you really have a vehicle. Now Zuma is of course not a young man. Mm-hmm. Although I must say, if I ever reach that age, I'd be very pleased with myself. But I wonder whether he will be here in, you know, an electoral in one or two electoral cycles.
Sure.
And then what will happen to that let's call it that market segment?
Terence, let's just stick to the Zuma factor for now. You've mentioned his influence with the party, but let's just reflect back on his daughter's influence, Duduzile Zama Sambudla's, within the MK party. Could this, to her departure, then affect voter confidence?
Could these departures affect voter confidence?
The daughter, yes.
Yeah,
hi, Terence.
Yes.
Sorry, you seem to be breaking up. I'm sorry.
The line's a bit wobbly.
Sure.
Could their departure affect voter confidence in the party?
Well, Duduzile Zama Sambudla's influence within the MK party. Let me put it to you this way. How significant is that, and could her departure then affect voter confidence, besides, as you mentioned, Zuma's attachment to the party?
All right. I think that, she has played quite a significant, let's say, internal role.
Mm-hmm.
I think often acting as your father's lieutenant. I wouldn't, and I think it has been significant in, for instance, managing the constant churn of people. My sense of it is that Zuma has run the MK very much like Iran's government. You didn't want a minister to become too comfortable in a position, so there were these frequent cabinet changes.
Right.
I think senior positions. I think the leadership of the MK party has functioned very much the same. People have come in. You've risen to a high position. You've then been shifted around. You've been expelled. And my understanding is that she was instrumental in doing a lot of that. So her departure, I think, then does remove some of the sort of administrative or office arm of the of MK.
Mm.
As a vote getter, though. Much impact. I'll tell you a little fact that a lot of people don't appreciate. She cannot speak Zulu. Now, for a party that is so bound up with questions of Zulu identity, that just gives an indication of how far she is removed from most of its voter base.
Hmm.
But that I don't think has been her the role she has played. But here's the point: if there is nobody managing the constant shifts and expulsions and whatever, is it possible then that you could actually start to see the development of factions and people hoping one day to perhaps take the mantle after? After Zuma rides into the sunset.
Sure. Terence, I thought you'd concluded there.
Somebody else who's been earmarked to take over her role. I really struggle to believe, because I think that what made her particularly suited for this was precisely that family connection.
Okay.
Zuma always used to say, this is long before he, for his reputation, with a lot of mainstream opinion fell apart, that from many of his party colleagues was that he didn't creep around and have affairs on the side and have unacknowledged children. He had this massive family of 27 or 28 children and multiple wives.
Sure.
And he was proud of every one of them. That and I think I believe him on that. And I think he felt that he really could trust his family. If now he is feeling unable to give that confidence to his daughter,
mm-hmm.
maybe there is a deeper story there about the longevity of the MK party.
Indeed, let's just touch onto that. Looking beyond the immediate controversy, Terence, what does this latest chapter tell us or tell you about the MK party's long-term stability and prospects as a major political force?
I've always been skeptical of the MK party's long-term prospects, precisely because it is so bound up with Jacob Zuma. I do think that the overall ideological orientation, the kind of Zulu ethno-nationalism,
mm-hmm.
which is now being passed, I'm sure we're going to see in the next week, into with a good dose of xenophobia. That is not an unpopular position. It's not a majority position, but that genuinely keeps you in the game. That's a sort of 10% vote share. Quite easily.
Mm.
Can you keep at least nominal structures, brand recognition, and enough of a relatable leadership for people to identify with that going forward?
Indeed.
I think as long as Jacob Zuma is there, it's possible. I do not see anybody emerging who might be able to step in and replace him.
Indeed.
And given that the MK party is the first electorally successful party that has been unambiguously anti-constitutionalist, I am actually quite happy at that thought.
Interesting political times we are living through at the moment, Terence. Thank you so much for joining us on today's show. Terence Corrigan, that's who I've been chatting to, is a projects and publications manager at the Institute of Race Relations, and he's helped us, look into the political implications of Duduzile Zama Sambudla's rejection of her expulsion from the MK party and what it may signal about the party's future direction. Terence, once again, thank you for your time and insight.